This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
So let's get over to Alice Alvey. Alice is here. She's dialed in as she is faithfully for the last 13 years, almost always. And it's so good to have you here, Alice. Alice is CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. And she's one of the reasons they are being so successful, growing and educating everybody. Alice, good to have you here. What do you have for this week's legislative update?
Well, hi, Dave. Yes, the markets are closed, and so is Union Home. But I thought, you know what? That makes it a great day to sit outside and report on the legislative update from my patio. I hope everyone is having a beautiful day today like we are here in Northeast Ohio. It's crazy. It doesn't even feel like fall. So for my update, I thought I'd give a quick focus, actually, on FHA. We are waiting still, it looks like, for confirmation of Julia Gordon as the FHA commissioner. Related to that, we now have Elena McCargo is actually now the first nominee to be president of Ginnie Mae. We have been missing a president of Ginnie Mae for a while, and it looks like that confirmation has a lot of people excited that she actually may get approved also. And I think from an FHA standpoint, also, I'd like to give a shout out to an article I read in Inside Mortgage Finance. I love that publication. I've read it for many, many years since I was brand new in the mortgage industry. And they actually reported back on October 1st that there are some analysts estimating that there could be a drop in the FHA mortgage insurance premiums in 2022. So the report's due out, as we all know, and we usually have a show where I'll give an update on how that actuarial report comes out. Fund is expected to be very healthy. And so that usually prompts industry insiders and FHA to take a look at, could we drop the premiums? Things on the table, one of the big ones is the fact that that monthly premium is life of loan for most loans. And that is a real game changer for many home buyers when you're comparing the cost of the financing of MIP to PMI. And there's been a lot of debate on this lately with DU's new average credit score. Mm-hmm. So Fannie Mae instituted about a month ago now that their system is going to be making loan decisions on average credit scores, but pricing is still going to be based on the low middle score. And I guess I should clarify, average middle score versus pricing will still be the low middle score. So few borrowers will make it in who might not otherwise have made it in, but their price is going to be really high. And we're encouraging loan officers to still make that comparison, even though you might be sitting with the approved eligible. And we know that sellers very often are not happy with seeing an FHA on a purchase agreement, which is a total misunderstanding of that FHA product today. And really, they want so much to see that it's a conventional loan on a purchase agreement that you have to be careful that we're not causing a fair lending problem with putting a customer in a more expensive product just because they want that word conventional to get the house in the first place. It's a real conundrum in the market today as this product is starting to see a few borrowers with lower credit scores who might be great FHA borrowers, but because they're so desperate to get in that house after a dozen offers, hopefully the loan officers are doing the right thing and doing the right comparison for what finance makes the most sense for the borrower and comparing those premiums. They're not all bad. It's not always best to flip it to FHA. We just think it's hugely important to get the word out that loan officers have to do that comparison and do the right thing, regardless of the eligible. So I think that's my words of wisdom today.
Alice, I was up in, we flew into Ohio, into Cincinnati, and Thursday, and then we went to the Ark Encounter and then the Creation Museum. Really great places to go and really interesting information there. That Ark is huge. It is amazing. But anyway, flying home Sunday morning, we caught a 7:30 flight out, flying Southwest, flying home, Alice. Get to the airport, and they say, I'm sorry, but your flight has been canceled. And you go, okay, so like canceled, and there's like, Southwest has got like gazillions of flights going out of everywhere. So I thought, no problem, we'll get on the next one. They go, no, I'm sorry, all flights have been canceled. I mean, all flights like in system-wide? They go, yep, that is correct. We don't know when we're going to be able to reschedule. At this point, we think we might get you home on Tuesday. You may want to consider another airline flying home. And I look at my wife and I go, now this is certainly strange. So of course, we went and got American Flight and flew home, got a nonstop, got home in the evening, but we sat and went over to Delta Club. Anyway, we're sitting there and we spent like 9 hours in the Delta Club. That was a long time, Alice. But anyway, we sat there and started reading the articles. And it's so many people, pilots. Now, they're giving out, they said it was weather. Then they said it was the ATC problem with ATC or the American Air Traffic Controllers. And they said, then it came back, the reports started coming in. No, that isn't at all the case. The weather wasn't bad in Florida. And the FAA came out and said, we are not having any issues. So it left it to speculation. Finally, there was a Bloomberg article that came out that said so many pilots are protesting getting the vaccination for COVID that they're staying home in droves because the mandate, if you don't get vaccinated, you get fired. So everyone's taking vacation time is what we're hearing. And other airlines are going to be doing the same thing. They're checking in and saying, we're not going to get the vaccination. We don't judge anyone who has or speak in. It's just for me. It's a personal choice. I don't want to be forced to do it. And I know it's going to cost my job. So they're taking vacation time. Now, I think about the NBA conference that's coming up. So anyway, we got home, but it was 9 hours later before we got home later that we were supposed to have. And it was delayed. And then we start looking at all the flights. I went on the Southwest app this morning to look at what flights there are. Still, flying out of Austin, you can't go anywhere. Today, tomorrow, there was one flight to San Diego. On Wednesday, it showed more flights. By Thursday, it opens up. Well, I've got a flight on Friday because I want to go in for the Empire event that Marcia's putting on. And it's so much fun to have had interviewed so many from Union Home at those previous conferences at the Empire events. Alice, you and I have done that, and I appreciate that. Uh-huh. But I'm really wondering, how is this going to impact the conference? If people are saying, I don't want to be at risk of being stranded in a city. Now, San Diego, there's certainly a lot of worse places to get stranded in San Diego, but the cost is really interesting. So it's just really interesting, Alice. We were really concerned. Are we going to make it home? And what is this impact? And so I think a lot of people are looking at this and going, is this the time to be traveling? We'll see how it goes. At this point, planning to go to the conference. If I have to, then I'll buy a ticket to go another airline. But then you look at what's the chances of getting home if this starts snowballing. So interesting times.
Well, sorry you got stuck. That sounds crazy. So you were part of the news headlines about Southwest. Yeah.
So, and this is just so unusual. So everyone's trying to find out what's going on. Think about the kids that are traveling. Parents are divorced, live in different cities, and they're on their way home, and then their flight gets canceled, and they're stuck in a strange city. I mean, the scenarios that were being talked about were just horrific. My wife and I are traveling the other. We figure worst case, we'll rent a car and drive home. But that's not possible for some. So anyway, really interesting circumstances we were involved in this weekend, Alice. So there you go. Travel update.
Well, glad you made it home safely. Hope you make it to the conference. Everybody I know will look forward to seeing you there.
I do. I'm looking forward to it. Sorry, you're not going to be there this year. I understand many are not going this year. But those that are, we're going to be
I'm not going to make it. Nope.
Sorry about that, Alice. We always had such a great dinner, and it's always fun to have you get involved in some of the interviews we're able to do at the Empire event. And so, but talk about Empire, Alice, just for a minute, because Alan Pollock has taken the day off, Columbus Day off. But the importance of Empire and what it has done in recognizing women and why this is such an important thing. I know this is on the spot, but you do so well on the spot. But talk about Empire and the impact it's having there at Union Home.
Well, I think Empower is really a wonderful way for women to get to know each other and learn about the support that we have in the industry. Empower is many things, and Marcia's done a terrific job in getting it built to where it's really a nationally recognized resource for women that helps us be connected. There aren't as many women as there are men in the industry, and it is incredibly inspiring for the younger generation of women to see the successful CEOs, women who run mortgage companies, who lead various divisions within mortgage companies, and get connected with them. And I think that's really one of the most valuable things that Empower brings, because it helps everyone grow. It helps people connect with individuals who can be coaches and mentors for them. So I encourage companies to send their partners to the event. It really is extremely valuable, motivational, and will bring lots of value back to your company. It really is one part of building a strong diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging environment at your company.
Yeah, so true. One of the friendships that's come out of that is Bronwyn Morrissey, who I met at an Empower event. She's become a really dear friend as well. And I look at her stories and what she's doing to help empower women in the marketplace, and we need that. We were all for that, especially having two daughters on board. We got one in the mortgage industry. We'll see if the other one ever makes her way into it. It's good to have at least one converted in, and we're grateful for Empower. So word there for Empower. If you're going to be out there, try to come in Friday so you can be a part of the event on Saturday. Look forward to seeing everyone there. Alice, thanks so much for being here. Great having you here. As listeners, everyone, want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Lenders One, Accelerate Mobility, MMI, as well as Modix and the MBA. We're going to be all at the conference. Looking forward to seeing you in San Diego. So when we get all the planes, trains, and automobiles going the right direction and working, we'll be there. Also, Knowledge Group, Mortgage Collaborative, of course, NapDocs. Very excited about their sponsorship and a partnership with them. Appreciate you all. Have a great week and look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.